Like, when I say God sent me here to talk to the trans community, what I really wanted and meant to say was God sent me here to talk to racists and homophobes. But what I found was I was talking to racists and homophobes my whole life. I was talking to racists and homophobes and predators, pedophiles. God came down to talk to me and my crazy ancestors, and they all said, "You only follow predators." That's when I realized I have geared my whole life towards following predators because predators were the first ones to put an imprint on me after my parents. That is why I am like this. My tendencies tend to roll with the people that put the biggest mark on my head. But since I am filled with God and God's property, it had to be washed out of me. I am clean. There are still some people that do not understand me, so I'm trying to help them understand. Listen, I do not subscribe to Western thought processes. I subscribe to human nature and understanding the abilities that we have. Not telekinesis, not, telepathy, not talking about the things that people have to actually work to do. I am speaking on the human integrity, the spirit life for real, the spirit life for real. Oh, like I went through all of the things that these poor people have been going through spiritually, financially, all of the things that other people be like, "Oh, I can't get there because I like this too much." Let me tell you something. There is not a moment in time where you should think that you are not above getting put down. And I don't mean like they do animals. I'm saying from God to take you out of where you were and put you down somewhere else so you can realize that you were good where you were. That's where I am. And I did realize I was good where I was. This is why you have to hear me. I know God can hear me clearly. So when things happen outside myself, I know it's somebody else. Okay, bye. When I started, see, this is the thing. And I know that the evil spirit is over at least still one person that I am connected to physically. Because of what happens with that one person. And let me tell y'all something. When it started in the beginning, see, this is how they get couples. They take the weakest link. That's what resorts and timeshares do. Don't get it twisted. It's always about the weakest link. And for families, especially when they go this deep in the nature of trying to put hexes and curses and stuff on people, they use sex, okay? And these people been using sex and these weird ass rings for centuries. And it's in this little tri-state area, if that's what you want to call it, here in Virginia. You're nasties. You're all associated with the people in the government, and now you all look stupid because your blood magic can't work on me. So once you sexed me, oh, you sexed the century is out of our blood. Merry Christmas. All we gotta do now, you guys, is detox our systems. Value your life, and you will see the foolishness for what it is. You'll stop using all of the technology that makes no sense. You'll use the correct notions for what you need in your life, and you will stop following certain people that try to put bad things in your life. Meaning spiritually, food-wise, financially, all of that. It will become revealed to you. There will be no secrets because there are none. These people don't know what they're talking about. They don't know your genetic makeup. If you are a brown person or an Asian person, why are you following anyone? If you still have parents that love you. If you still have community that cares. Now, if you are a person like me, yes, I have my parents, but I am a different breed of situation. If you are a person like me and you are alone, you should be doing whatever they people be talking about. Like they say spirit work or whatever. I say downtime. They say, what do they call shadow work or whatever? Listen, I still understand these new terms. Don't care. What I am saying is you need to take your own downtime. Don't be listening to them telling you how to do it. Because you know how you like to relax. That's what I'm saying. Without pain and without hurting others, you know how you like to relax. You got to get the negativity out of you. We don't even do with that. That's why we get mental and psychotic. We ain't negative. So when they bring the negative, it seems like we got to search for something. They do that shit on purpose to twirl our minds around. We all have specific paths, even humans. Don't let them twirl you around anymore, filling your mind. It is very easy for their devil to show up in your dreams. So what you have to do, not bonding in the name of Jesus. Look, my mom did that a lot. It takes you on a crazy road. What you do is say the serenity prayer, right? Or give me the knowledge, wisdom, and courage. I've been doing that my whole life and God has not failed me. Because sometimes you can't remember no scriptures. Look, my brain is made up just like my poor dad's. After war, after famines and stuff, after being homeless, all of them. Hey, my dad had me. Do y'all know how God works? Oh, I'm here for the end. See, y'all didn't know. See, my dad was born. And then he became a man of God at a baby's age. And he traveled in his one-man army stance constantly, by the way, until he met my mom. Now, my dad's older than my mom. Not too much, though. It's a good age, actually. But 8, 9 years between a male and a female? My God, because my parents are super even. Mom, very feminine. Dad, very masculine. And at the same time, my dad's very feminine in his walk when it comes to taking care of children. My brothers called him mother. Well, they called him mama daddy. And my mom, she's my mom. My mom's crazy. How can we blame her for anything? We love her. You know, like if it's not for her, I would not be this tough ass person. And I love that I'm this tough ass person. My mom is adorable to me because she smiles now. All I ever wanted was to see a happy mama. I don't like people putting shit in my brain. My mom was always cool to me. It wasn't no Stockholm Syndrome from my mom, bitches. It was from the world. What you think? I ran back to my mother, not from Stockholm, because she actually took care of me. We did so many fun things, which is why I feel like I've ripped these things from my daughters. Because even though my mom was in pain, we would still do fun things on the weekends. We would still cook together. She would still sit there while I did my homework. She could do that until I got older. I'm sitting here down as my child is little. Because I had her so late, you know. Like my 12 years apart. I got a 20-year-old and a 7-year-old. My steps were ordered, but my choices were my own. So it takes a while to get back to your situation. So when you allow people to put you in a box, you stay in that box until you realize, what am I doing here when God gave me everything? Let me get out of this person's little tiny box and put my, you know, myself back towards me. So anyway, I'm saying that because, you know, when I get depressed and I hate that, it happens, you know. But when I do, it's just like, why? Because I don't just get depressed, I get real, like, angry. And as God knows, the only person I get angry at is God. Like, I'm like, yo, just take that person and put them somewhere else. Take all of these problems and just multiply them towards them if that's what they want to keep doing. And then you're like, I don't have no people doing that no more. Why does this keep happening? And then you realize people still doing it. They blame you for their problems. And if they really step back, because like you don't want to talk about nobody specific that ain't coming towards you no more, right? But then you remember God put you in a different place and they can't. So, you know, they would be like, you know, oh, you running? No, not running. God took me out of the situation because you were so ridiculous. I don't need to be ridiculous. When I am running around in circles, I'm more like Bugs Bunny, and I don't mean to be funny, so I just want to let you guys know that. Okay. Oh,
on bending me. Keep on bending me.
Just tell me, I'll just ask you, how could I get addicted to anything? I had to force myself to, you know, do certain things for myself in the first place, so I appreciate things, you know? Fine, I don't have to kiss my mom with those. I just kiss my mom with my OVO and pros. I just love everybody. Yeah, you know, I'm a hottie. I just like to say it. Yeah. Bye. be coming in and like I'm El Grotto. I'm just trying to be me. Oh, peace, Dr. Pepper, I can see you rhyming.